Good morning. It's April 8th, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. In a leap towards global internet connectivity, SpaceX has once again made headlines by successfully launching 21 advanced Starlink satellites into orbit, including 6 with the groundbreaking ability to connect directly with mobile devices. This launch, which took place on April 6, 2024, marks a significant stride in bridging the digital divide, especially in the world's most remote areas. The fleet of Starlink satellites has now exceeded 5,000 units, underscoring SpaceX's dedication to fostering global digital inclusion. This milestone reflects not just technological prowess, but also a commitment to ensuring that the benefits of satellite internet reach every corner of the globe. Regulatory organizations like the International Telecommunication Union, or ITU, are instrumental in this journey, guiding the sustainable and equitable expansion of satellite networks. In the pipeline is the Bandwagon 1 mission from Kennedy Space Center, which will deploy small spacecraft designed for Earth observations, signals intelligence, and Internet of Things applications. This mission, serving clients from the United States to Australia, emphasizes the growing significance of space cooperation. A notable focus is the monitoring of illegal fishing in the Indo-Pacific, showcasing how satellite technology can contribute to global challenges beyond connectivity. Adding to the excitement, SpaceX is gearing up for another launch tonight at 7:16 p.m. Eastern. This rideshare mission, part of SpaceX's new Bandwagon program, will see the Falcon 9 rocket carrying 11 satellites, including Korea's 425-sat and Hawkeye 360s clusters 8 and 9. The rocket's first stage is anticipated to complete its 14th landing, about 7.5 minutes post-liftoff. This mission, which will be live-streamed, represents another step in SpaceX's journey towards a universally connected world, underlining the company's vision for digital inclusion and the pivotal role of space technology in addressing global issues. In a move that has electrified the automotive and tech industries alike, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has announced an ambitious plan to unveil a robo-taxi on August 8th, causing Tesla's stock to surge 3.8% in after-hours trading. This announcement not only captivates market interest, but also marks a pivotal moment for the electric vehicle giant as it navigates through a period of intense scrutiny and competition. The backdrop to this announcement involves a whirlwind of speculation and reports surrounding Tesla's strategic direction. Initially, there were denials about scrapping the much-anticipated entry-level Model 2, followed by a Reuters report suggesting a pivot towards the development of self-driving robotaxis and the discontinuation of the Model 2 program. This shift underscores Tesla's focus on revolutionizing transportation through autonomy. Tesla's strategy to stimulate electric vehicle demand involves aggressive price cuts, up to $7,000, in the U.S. market. This approach comes at a time when the company reported lower auto sales and a cautious outlook on demand in the first quarter. Furthermore, Tesla is grappling with stiff competition in China and concerns over its ability to meet delivery targets amidst a complex narrative in the media regarding its commitment to affordable electric vehicles. Central to Tesla's vision is the advancement of full self-driving FSD systems. Elon Musk's bold claims of achieving superhuman capabilities with FSD highlight the company's dedication to leading the autonomous driving frontier. However, the journey towards fully autonomous vehicles in the U.S. has been fraught with challenges, including safety concerns and regulatory scrutiny, particularly directed at Tesla's autopilot feature. As the date for the robo-taxi reveal approaches, investor excitement is palpable. This enthusiasm reflects a broader market interest in Tesla's autonomous vehicle strategy and its potential to redefine mobility. The unveiling of the robo-taxi not only represents a significant milestone for Tesla, but also signals a new era in the pursuit of autonomous driving technology. In a strategic pivot, Apple has updated its App Store guidelines, introducing changes that could reshape how we interact with our favorite apps and games. This move comes as a direct response to new EU legislation and ongoing antitrust scrutiny in both Europe and the United States, marking a significant moment in the tech giant's approach to software distribution and monetization. At the heart of these updates is the allowance of retro game emulators on the iOS App Store, albeit with specific conditions. Developers are now tasked with ensuring that the software run by these emulators is legally obtained and complies with all relevant laws. This opens up new possibilities for gaming on iOS devices, potentially benefiting major players like Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo, who may see this as an opportunity to bring classic games to a broader audience. In addition to gaming changes, Apple is now permitting apps to include mini-apps and games developed in HTML5. This decision stems from a recent antitrust lawsuit in the United States, reflecting a broader trend of regulatory pressures forcing tech giants to offer more open ecosystems. For music streaming services operating in the EU, there's a notable shift. These apps can now link out to external websites for the purchase of products and services, allowing them to bypass Apple's in-app payment systems. This change is a direct response to criticism and legal challenges from both regulators and companies like Spotify, which argued that Apple's policies were anti-competitive. However, Apple's adjustments come with a catch. The company has introduced new fees for music streaming apps that direct users to subscribe outside of the App Store. These fees range from 15% to 30%, a move that, while addressing regulatory fines and complaints, also ensures Apple retains a degree of control and revenue from its ecosystem. These policy updates signal Apple's effort to adapt to regulatory demands and market pressures, illustrating the delicate balance the company seeks to maintain. By navigating the complex landscape of legal requirements, antitrust concerns, and the interests of developers and users, Apple aims to sustain the integrity and profitability of its platform while accommodating external pressures. In a groundbreaking move, former Apple design guru Jony Ive and OpenAI's visionary Sam Altman are joining forces. They're on a mission to secure a whopping $1 billion in funding for a venture that could redefine the integration of artificial intelligence into our daily lives. This ambitious project seeks to create what could be described as the iPhone of AI, a consumer product that promises to bring AI's vast potential into the mainstream in a way never seen before. The duo is not going it alone. They're in advanced discussions with a roster of heavyweight investors. This includes Thrive Capital, Emerson Collective, and notably SoftBank's Masayoshi Son, who not only brings financial clout but also proposes a pivotal role for ARM in the project. The involvement of such significant players underscores the high stakes and high expectations surrounding this initiative. But there's more to this story than just financial backing and industry heavyweights. Ive is leveraging his design prowess and connections, assembling a dream team of over 20 of Apple's former top designers at his design house, Love From. Among these recruits is Tang Tan, the departing design chief for iPhone and Watch at Apple, who is set to lead hardware design for this groundbreaking venture. This collaboration between Ive and Altman, with its ambitious goal and the assembling of a top-tier design team, signals a bold step towards making advanced AI technologies an integral, seamless part of everyday life. The potential impact of their success could be as transformative as the introduction of the iPhone, setting a new benchmark for how we interact with technology. In a move that's catching the eye of streaming platform users worldwide, Disney CEO Bob Iger has announced a strategic crackdown on password sharing across its popular services, Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. This decision marks a significant pivot in Disney's approach to securing its streaming content and enhancing revenue streams, mirroring a path previously trodden by Netflix with notable success. Bob Iger has confirmed that the enforcement of new measures against password sharing will commence in select regions as early as June, with plans to extend this policy globally by September. This initiative is part of a broader strategy to increase signups and revenue for Disney's streaming services, taking a leaf out of Netflix's playbook, a move that Iger himself has lauded. The crux of this policy involves identifying users who share their streaming service passwords outside their household and then taking steps to curb this practice. Those caught sharing passwords will initially receive a warning. Subsequently, they may be asked to pay a fee to continue accessing the content. Moreover, there will be additional charges for users wishing to add family members to their accounts. The inspiration behind this strategy is Netflix's recent success story. After implementing a similar crackdown on password sharing, Netflix witnessed a surge in new subscribers and a boost in revenue. Disney aims to replicate this success, hoping that tighter control over password sharing will lead to an increase in legitimate subscribers and, consequently, higher revenues. The specifics of how Disney intends to implement these measures remain under wraps for now. This has been your Daily Brief in Tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.